Back in LA? Good to be home. With my favourite coffee shop, gym, French restaurant, and my latest potential parenting partner, Eri. Who's on the podcast this week? Will we make a baby or not? Stay tuned. It's my unconventional life. Konnichiwa. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately. To front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week, I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? Feels good to be back in LA for a week now. I love my life here. It has rained for a few of the days, but I've gone swimming, been to the gym, done yoga, went to Downtown Art Walk, La Figaro Restaurant and Skylight Books in Los Feliz, and I went to a polycurious meetup with famed self-proclaimed slut, Reed Mihalko, which was interesting and informative. I've seen a lot of friends, and my dear mother is visiting for 2 weeks too. Really is a blessed life. On top of that, I've seen Eri, my potential parenting partner, a few times too. Met some of her friends, she met some of mine, and my mum. And everyone likes her. I don't know, perhaps I'm just overthinking this. I did talk to the other girl who'd messaged me on Modamily, and she sounds really nice. 40, therapist, family lives nearby, lives about 20 miles from me, which with LA traffic could be up to an hour. She's still totally new to the idea, but we're going to meet up for a coffee when we get chance, and I'm going to introduce her to Rachel too. Due diligence. I think Eri is exploring other options too. Whatever happens, it's all going to work out just fine. One thing I am going to explore though, is a notion I got from the talk with Reed that I mentioned before. In it, he mentioned a book called The Five Love Languages. Actually, the Golden Tongue Denise, who you can hear on here a few weeks ago, first told me about it. On a side note, she was so inspired by doing the podcast that she started one of her own. How cool, huh? Anyway, the book basically says that everyone gives and wants to receive love primarily in one of five possible ways. Gift giving, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, or physical touch. It says we naturally give love in the same way that we like to receive it, and that the reason a lot of relationships break down is because we don't realize, and hence speak in, the love language of our partners. Although it goes way beyond just romantic relationships, it's friendships too. There's a short test online that you can do to find your primary love language. And my primary love language is quality time. Nothing says I love you more than full, undivided attention. And I kind of expected it would be that. But having someone's undivided attention every day, all the time, to me becomes overwhelming. I mean, I like variety. I like independence. I like love that comes freely without any obligation. I like making genuine, meaningful connections with people. And I feel love most strongly when I give it. It has far less to do with how people show it to me. So, what does this all say about me becoming a parent? I'm not sure. But I do think it speaks well to that end. On a different note, I went to watch the movie Lion with my mum this week. It's a true story about a 5-year-old boy in India who falls asleep on a train and ends up going 1,200 miles before he can get off, nearly getting abducted, and then being adopted out of an orphanage to a couple in Australia. It was a really powerful film. And I could hear my mum and every other woman in the place sniffling half of the time. Okay, I had to hold back a few tears too at points. But it really says some powerful things about the human spirit, about parenting and family. Now, being a parent, of course, felt like an alien concept to me, and I've never even had so much as a pet to take care of, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't be a good dad. I have noticed that recently I've slipped from being mindful. You know, with my new job and travel, I haven't really made the time to practice, so I definitely need to get back into it, because there's nothing that has made me more at peace and fulfilled in my life. This week's interview is the first part of my interview with my new potential parenting partner, Eri. We met on the Modamily website about a month ago and have spent a fair bit of time together figuring out if we'd be a good fit. And, all modesty aside, she seems pretty sold on me. But I know she has other options too if I spend too long deliberating. Anyway, this was actually only the third or fourth time we'd ever met. We discuss what our potential relationship would look like and her first impressions of me. I'm interested to know what you think of us as potential partners. Let me know. It's late January. I am in North Hollywood, California, a little over 2.5 miles from where I live, and that's significant because I am with Eri, my latest potential parenting partner. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm back in LA for 3 or 4 days and I'm off again on the road for another 10 days. And so, at least for a while at least, there's going to be a lot of sort of coming and going. So I'm hoping I get a chance to spend as much time with you as possible when I am here in Los Angeles, because we met off of Modamily, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
The co-parenting website. And we had a coffee.
Right.
And then we just hung out a couple of days ago.
Right.
And have been discussing the possibility of having a child together, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of cool. I hadn't given up, but I remember I told you there'd been a couple of girls that I'd met and neither were really exactly perfect, or I didn't really feel comfortable moving forward with both. And so I said, you know what, I don't have to rush this. I can take my time. I'll just relax. I'll concentrate perhaps on my job and writing a book and being present and enjoying my life and dating. And then all of a sudden I got an email from you. And it's almost as though people used to say, when you're not looking for it, it'll come along, in terms of dating. And I'm not sure if I really believe that, but I do believe that if you have a positive mindset and you just relax, then positive things come into your life. I'm a great believer in that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a manifestation almost.
Yeah. And you're kind of into that side of things, right?
Yes.
Yes. So let me ask you, now you're 37.
Yes.
And this is an idea that has been floating around in your head for how long?
About a couple of years.
Couple of years. When did you hear about parenting partnerships or co-parenting? Did someone tell you about it? Or?
No, actually, about co-parenting is recently.
Yeah.
Yes.
But how did you hear about it?
How did I hear about it? I think I told you that I was going to go with one of my friends, but yes, he backed out.
Right. So you had a friend who was gay.
Yes.
And you knew him very well and you trusted him and you thought he'd be a great father.
Yes.
So you talked about it and you got, how close did you get to actually doing it?
Oh, we just talked, kind of like what we were talking about. Yeah. It's just a talk actually.
Right. And then it never went any further because he decided, right, just didn't really want to do it because he's already had a kid.
Right.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
So after that, I still wanted to do with someone because I believe that every child needs a father. So I actually started to search online, uh-huh, and just put in, like, you know, co-parenting, all that kind of stuff. And that's when I found the website.
Okay, yeah. Because this is something I've wanted to do really for 10 years. I mean, I've been telling friends about this for 10 years and they're like, you're crazy. You're never going to find someone who wants to have a baby with you who doesn't want a traditional romantic relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe that's just the truth and maybe I won't have kids. Or actually, when I got into a serious, committed, exclusive, monogamous relationship, it was because really I just didn't think there were any other options.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 3 or 4 years of living out here and meeting other people who are non-monogamous or have leaded less traditional lifestyles, I know that there are other options, you know? So now, in your past, of course, you've led somewhat of a less traditional lifestyle as well, right? You're originally from Japan.
Right.
And you came over here in...
When I was 17.
When you were 17 to go to high school.
Yes.
And then you just stayed out here.
Yep.
How come?
After high school, well, I was an exchange student in high school, and I was kind of contemplating if I should go back or not. If I go back and try to apply college in Japan, I would have to repeat one more year in high school.
Right.
I didn't want to do it, so I just took SAT here and applied for college and got in. And after college, got a job at university and got a citizenship, and I'm here.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, was history.
Exactly.
Right. But you were engaged before, is that right?
Yes.
A couple of times?
Yes.
But didn't work out.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you were never in the situation where you wanted to have kids before.
With them, we talked about it.
Right, but never actually...
We didn't try.
Didn't try.
Yeah.
But now you feel like you're in a place
mm-hmm.
because...
Well, part of it, of course, my age, but at the same time, I know I am emotionally matured, financially secure, and I see all the situation around me is a right time for me to bring another life.
Right.
For me to take care of another
Because
person.
You own your house and you have friends mm-hmm. and you have a yes. support system here.
Exactly.
Right. Because I remember when we first met, you said to me you could actually do it on your own.
Yes.
You know, in terms mm-hmm. of finances, in terms of the support system that you mm-hmm. have, you feel like you could do it yourself.
Yep.
But you want to have a father figure around
mm-hmm.
because you feel that's important to the child.
Exactly.
Right. Which I agree with. I think that's a good mindset to have for sure. And so then when I asked you about sort of your ideal parenting partner,
mm-hmm.
you were kind of open to the idea that the guy would maybe just sort of come in from time to time. Is that right?
I'm very flexible.
Right.
So when I was going through the website, you know, some guy will say, you know, I don't mind just seeing the kid just every once in a while on a birthday or holidays,
uh-huh.
if that's what you want, you know, we're flexible. So... I noticed some guy, you know, are not like wanted to have 50-50 custody. So I thought, okay, well, for me, as long as there's a father that's involved, I'm okay with it. But of course, more the better.
Right.
Yeah.
So the ideal situation would be someone who lives with you and is here all the time?
Actually didn't think about it until you mentioned about it.
Yeah.
Now I've been thinking about it. It's a great idea.
Right.
Especially if you get along. I think it would be actually the best for the child.
Right.
And again, what I'm looking for is someone who would put the child's best interest, not ours.
Yeah.
So that is the most important part of me finding the right person.
Right. And in doing that, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? Because is it the best for the child to have both parents living in the same place? Potentially. Mm-hmm. I think certainly living close.
Close, yes, close. Or I think the best will be together.
Yeah.
I think that's always the best, you know, for the kids to always have a safe place
right.
that they can see both parents. For them, it's the safest place.
Right. Because so. I was thinking about it over the last sort of couple of days. And it's really interesting because... Even with the other girls who I talked to before, it never really got to the stage where I felt like, okay, this could happen. But with you, in the very short period of time, I've really felt like, wow, like on paper, I mean, I made a list of all the things I was looking for in a mm-hmm. parenting partner. And you tick a lot of the boxes, you know? So the reality of it is much stronger there. And then mm-hmm. you almost feel like, wow. You know, and obviously we've only known each other for, what, 2 weeks, three right. weeks, something like that. So it's obviously not even close to enough time. And for me, I always said probably a year to get to know someone. And I know for you, you're looking to do it quicker than that, obviously, because, you know, of your age and you want to have another kid as well, etc. But as I was thinking about it, I kind of felt like it would be nice to have another place really nearby. And you mentioned like the small houses, right?
Yes.
So we watched this thing on Netflix about small houses, like tiny houses. And there's enough space on the property here
right.
to have a small house outside as well, which is kind of interesting, you know, because I really like where I live now and I like my life. I'm really happy and content in my life. And so I've got to make sure that if I have a kid, I do it for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Right.
Exactly.
I do it because I really want to be a parent and I think this is the right situation for me and the right situation for the kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to have to add, there's no such thing as perfection. So your hope for it doesn't mean it's going to be what you expect it to be.
Right.
And there will be some issue that's just given with any relationship, parenting. So I think that's something that everyone need to, you know, have it in mind that would happen, but that's how you deal with it. And again, you know, when the situation happens, I think you're going to have to put the child first and right. see what's best for the child.
And yeah, you have to trust that whoever you're having a kid with yes. will do the same thing.
Right, right.
And building that trust only comes with time, comes with spending a lot of time exactly. together. And do people live up to their obligations and their agreements? Because some people don't, especially in a city like Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. But one of the things that I wrote on my list of things I'm looking for in a parenting partner was that being a parenting partner was their plan A. It was the thing that they wanted to do. Whereas for you, it wasn't necessarily, this is more of a plan B for you, right? In terms of, in an ideal situation, if you'd have met someone, fallen in love and got married, you'd have had kids with them, right?
Initially, yes. When I was younger, yes.
Right.
When I was engaged, yes. That was kind of natural. But the last year or so, no.
No?
No.
So here's the question. If, for whatever reason, you meet someone and you fall in love, do you think you'd be able to not regret having a kid with a platonic friend or a parenting partner?
Of course. Yeah? I'm not going to regret, no.
Right, and then you just have to have a discussion at that point with how the other person will play a factor in the kid's life.
That's when all of us have to decide.
Right.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the good thing about living in Los Angeles or even this country compared to Japan where I'm from, it's very common, you know, people just have, you know, they're single parents and, you know, they get married, this and that. So I'm sure, you know, there will be some solutions.
Right. Yeah. People have kids all the time without even thinking about it, right? And they make it work. And sometimes people say to me, you're going to be a great father because you put that much thought into even having a kid, let alone when it actually happens. So there's something to be said for that. But like you said, you've got no guarantees, you know?
No, you can write it out, sign it, whatever you can do, but doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
Right.
So that's just like anything in life. It's gamble, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So have to be a trust, and you kind of have to trust your intuition in that way to see if this person has a good heart or not.
So you're big into sort of intuition and how would
spirituality.
Spirituality, right, because you've got like a little bed that shoots laser rays at all the different
crystal
chakra
bed.
Points.
Yes.
Right. And you're into Reiki as well, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Reiki.
Reiki, right. So what was your intuition? What is your intuition about me?
I have a good intuition about you.
Yeah?
Yes.
How so? Like what do you think? What are the positives of me as a parenting partner? And obviously you've only really met me twice at this point. But what are the positives and what do you think are some of the negatives?
I haven't seen negative yet.
Wow.
Not yet. But it could be my personality. I'm trying to always see more positive in people. So, yeah, I haven't seen anything bad about you.
Right.
But good. You know, I can see you're a very kind and family-oriented person, right. Obviously. Just went to see your family.
Yeah.
And the little thing that you say about your family, whether you're joking or not, it's kind of warm, you know. Like, right. I think you're a warm person inside, like,
I am definitely. I'm a very loving person. I love people very easily. Some people would say perhaps too easily. I don't know.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, and that brings up the other sort of tenet of this podcast, the notion of non-monogamy. Yeah. Whenever I sort of mention that to people, I'm kind of a little bit like, oh God, I hope they don't freak out, you know. But you've been open relationships in the past?
Yes.
Many or?
Yeah, many.
And they're successful or?
More successful. There are a few guys I've dated said, well, I don't know about that. But as we keep dating, they're kind of glad that we did. Or they're, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I'm getting used to this idea. Doesn't mean we will sleep around or anything. But I think it's more the idea of it, or maybe there's no pressure in their head, like, oh, this is it, like, you have to stay, you know, royal to this person sexually. So
right. So when you say you were in an open relationship, that meant you were free to see other people, but you didn't necessarily do it.
Exactly. Oh. I actually never did. But the guys have, you know, and it's okay with me.
Right. Yeah. Well, then that comes a little bit from your upbringing, right? Because I remember you telling me that your mum would talk about how guys just cheat. That's what they do. You just got to accept that, right?
Exactly, yes.
But then when you were younger, you said, no, I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to find Mr. Right and be monogamous.
Yes, and then... yes. And I was like that for a long time until actually my best friend, she's the one with this idea of open relationship since she was quite young.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand first. But now I get it. You know, she's just coming from the good place where she's a very loving person. If you meet her, she's just all about love.
Yeah.
And people just love her instantly, right. That kind of person. She just has so much love to give to another person. And she told me it's possible to love more than one person at a time. Right. So now I know.
Right. And so if we were to have kids... Mm-hmm. Then you'd be okay with me dating other people, etc. Right. It's really, again, these things, they sound so, I don't want to say easy in theory, but it sounds like a good situation in theory. And I wonder whether in actual fact how easy it is or not. I don't know. Do you know anybody in open relationships that has had children or not?
I've known a married couple, but I don't know. They don't have a child.
They don't have kids, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I talked to some friends who have traditional monogamous marriages, and they're like, well, I can see that, but I would never be able to bring kids into that sort of situation.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to like bring the girls all the time. That's right. Something we have to discuss about. I don't think it's good for the child to see different women or men in and out the house.
Correct.
That kind of give the wrong idea about family. So that's something you have to discuss. You can't put the time frame how long you see this person and this and that. But this is something over the discussion when both of us feel good about the person. Yeah. For instance, you start to date someone and you feel like this is going somewhere. Maybe I meet this person. Three of us meet.
Right.
Maybe have lunch or something, and I feel good about this girl.
Yeah.
You know, after we spend a little bit of time together, and if I feel really good about her, yeah, I come over to your front house and hang out.
Right.
That kind
makes
of
sense.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So the kids will see, you know, it's not an all bad thing, I don't think. That they see that you love someone else, you're capable of loving more than one person.
Yeah.
I don't think anything wrong about it.
Right.
You know, it's, we make rules. Society make rules. I don't believe in right and wrong. So right and wrong is something that we make out of because of the way we live in this society, what we believe. So if we see the good side of it, I think the child's going to see the positive side of it too.
I agree. I think kids are way more understanding than most adults are.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so if we were going to have a kid, you said that probably the easiest way of doing it would just be the natural way, right?
Yes. Well, it's the easiest and natural and cheapest. And
cheapest, right.
Yes.
You see, for me, one of the reasons I always wanted to have a kid with a parenting partner was because I have this, I don't even want to say fear, because I'm not afraid of it, but I have this belief that if you have a sexual relationship with somebody and a parenting relationship with somebody, oftentimes they don't go well together. And I think that the parenting relationship can negate the sexual relationship. And when that happens, a lot of bad emotions come into it and stuff like that. So that would be, I wonder how that would work. What do you think?
I don't necessarily think so. Maybe because I'm very easily able to detach myself emotionally. So I do believe, though, when some two person make love, you kind of give part of yourself, like your soul. So you do have some kind of connection if you do that, no matter what, I think. When I was younger, I didn't feel that way, but older I'm getting, I feel more, how do I say this, intimacy in a way. So yes, but I don't think it's anything wrong about it. I love people, so yes, I mean, we have sex and I may start loving you, nothing wrong about it. Doesn't mean we're going to have a romantic relationship. You still go date, whatnot. So I don't know. I don't think it's sex going to change anything. I've had, still have friends that I used to have sex with.
Yeah.
They date and always hear about their story. You know, right. How's it going with your, you know, dating this and that? So talk about it, you know.
Yeah, you've lived, well, most people have lived more of a sexually expansive life than I have, because I spent the majority of my life in long-term monogamous relationships or painfully single and celibate, you know. So I didn't really, I'm still at the stage of just dipping my toe in the water of non-monogamy and finding my place in it, you know. I've sort of, in the last year or two, really realized that casual sex isn't really for me because, like you said, I feel like that intimacy is important to me.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
I want to have a connection with somebody. I don't.
Right.
To me, intimacy isn't about getting naked and rubbing your bits together. It's about being open and communicating and trusting someone. And the actual physical aspect of it is just the icing on the cake. You know what I mean?
Well, having a child together is one kind of intimacy with the person. You're gonna, how do you say it? You're going to build the bond instantly.
Right.
You know, so if you have sex, you maybe bond will be stronger, maybe, you know.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people have said to me when I try to describe my situation of having a platonic friend and having children. They say, well, you're gonna miss something. You won't have the same bond with the mother of your children if you don't have sex with her. And I always said, I don't know if that's true or not. I think once you have a child with somebody, you feel that connection. But perhaps there's something to that.
Yeah, something you're going to have to do to find out. I wouldn't know what to answer that either, because, you know, it's new to me too, so.
Right, this is, it's kind of like a brave new world. We're on the precipice of, a lot of people haven't really done this.
Right, and then I see your point that kind of worries you, because you're right, most of people, most girls are not like me, you know, they do kind of get attached and, you know, get very emotional. That's almost most the girls, so, yeah.
Why do you think you're different?
Well, I've been there, and I've been treated that way, the guys being that way, so I know how.
You mean guys have been very jealous?
Yes. So I know how it's feel to be, you know, treated that way or having a jealous person.
Right. And
it's just not a good feeling. So why would I do that to another person?
Well, I guess the argument is sometimes you can't control your emotions. And if you were in a sexual relationship with somebody and then
you come with practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is difficult. There's no ideal situation.
It's how you deal with your emotions. So,
right.
And I've dealt with a lot. So yeah. That's why I say I know how to kind of separate my emotion from what it's supposed to be. Or, you know, I know how to control my emotion pretty well. That's something you can ask a lot of my close friends. Right. They know well.
Yeah. Because I think that's certainly very important. I think you know a lot about people from their friends. Mm-hmm. So I'd, of course, like to meet a lot of your friends. I want you to meet a lot of my friends as well. And then you get a better sense of who someone is, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just what you've gone through that's made you this way? Or do you think that perhaps there's some genetic part of it as well? Because every time I met a girl in Japan when I was over there, she was very, I don't want to say doting, but very sort of understanding of men being the way they are. Almost like your mum saying, well, guys just cheat, you just got to accept it.
For me, it's not like genetic. It's because what I went through.
Yeah.
And most of my dating life is here. So I'm more Americanized than Japanese, really. Yeah. So
I suppose so.
And again, for the longest time, I believe, you know, I wanted monogamous relationship. So this is something maybe the last maybe 6-7 years or so that I started to, you know, consider open relationship.
Yeah. Interesting. Because to me, the fact that you're Japanese, it's a plus.
Yeah.
Because in terms of genetics, if you have a red rose and a white rose and you combine them and make a pink rose, the pink rose is genetically stronger than either the red or the white rose. It's called hybrid vigor. It's in biology anyway.
Okay.
So I think we'd probably have a nice baby.
Good-looking baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so if you were going to have a kid, I suppose the important questions are, how do you raise the child in terms of religion?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make them go to church?
I don't practice religion.
Right.
So, and I don't think you do either, no, right?
I go to church on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Just once a year because it's fun.
But yeah.
I'm like a complete atheist, so I'm kind of...
Yeah, so then we're on the same page. You know, right. I don't believe in religion, but... If some point the child grow up and they want to go to church, I'm not going to stop, you know, him or her.
Right.
It's for them to experience different religion. I think it's actually good to experience different things in life.
Yeah.
And to decide, you know, that's how they find themselves, who they are.
Right.
I was baptized when I was maybe 21 or so. So, yeah, I once wanted to believe and went to church. So I went to, you know, experience all that too.
So when you were raised in Japan, in terms of religion, were you raised Christian or...
No.
Buddhist?
Well, I think my mom is Buddhist. Uh-huh. My dad may be Shinto or he could be atheist. We don't really practice, but my mom had this period of time when she become like more religious.
Uh-huh.
So she'll be like praying and all that kind of stuff. So I remember that. But, you know, we never gone to temple or anything except for holiday. That's when everyone goes.
Yeah.
So that was it. Then I went to Catholic school from 7th grade to 11th grade.
Right.
And live in a dormitory. So during that time, of course, we had to study Bible. You know, we had a Bible class and we had to go to Mass every weekend.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I actually got influenced by the Christianity. But I didn't believe in it at all.
Right, until you came to America.
Right. I just noticed everyone's Christian. And I think it was one guy I was dating back then.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he was very Christian.
Yeah.
And his whole family was just so nice, happy. And I thought, maybe, you know, I wanted to see why they're happy. Mm. And I maybe thought it was, you know, Christianity. So that's when I went to find out.
Right. But you found out it wasn't Christianity.
No. And, yeah, it turned out kind of bad.
How come?
Well, they didn't approve my dancing. So that was actually the only reason I left.
That was the only reason you left?
Yes.
Wow. So you used to be a ballroom dancer?
Yes.
Professional?
Yes.
And they didn't like that?
No.
Right.
They just didn't like me dancing with someone who's not my husband.
Ah, they felt that was disrespectful or...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, takes all sorts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so since that was my passion, you know, I just have to let go of the religion part.
Right.
And later I kind of learned that, well, I do believe the religion is more of the way to control people. That's what I really believe. So,
opium of the masses. That's what Karl Marx said.
Yeah, so I, you know, there is a God. They don't, you know, the God doesn't need to punish you for anything. God should be loving.
Right.
So why would he punish? And then they put so much fear in you when you believe in religion. And I think it's kind of wrong.
Yeah, it can be too much organized religion. And well, we see it often now with terrorism and, you know, the extremes of various different religions. Nothing wrong with religion in and of itself, but it's how people interpret religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's not bad at all. I still think some of the philosophies are very good.
Yeah.
So.
So we're kind of on the same page in terms of sort of like Buddhist worldviews, right? And viewing all of us as part of the same thing, this universal oneness, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, we're all one.
Yeah. And you're kind of strict on your diet as well, or not?
I try to eat right. It doesn't always go there. I try. I know what's right and the good food and bad.
Yeah. So if you had kids, would you let them eat bad food or...?
Oh, no.
Not
this will be the one thing that I'm very most focused on is health.
Yeah.
So I would try to, of course, feed my kid organic food as much as possible.
Right.
But again, when the child's starting to grow up, go to school, they're going to see pizza, hot dogs, you know, McDonald's, and they're going to want to eat those food. And I think it's okay for them to have those every once in a while. But when you're young, when they're younger, you're going to have to teach them that those are not the choice of food that you want to consume. It's not a good food. So as long as they know what's the good food and what's bad, I think that's more important.
Yeah, to me, when I think about how I was raised, and that's one of the reasons I want to have kids, is because I felt like I was raised very well. One of the things that my parents used to do was give me options and give me the choice to make my own mistakes and say, this is what we think, but go out there. I always remember... my dad took me and my friends to go pear scrumping. You probably never heard of pear scrumping. It's an English thing.
What is it?
So scrumping is where you go into a farmer's field where maybe there's lots of apple trees, or in this situation, pear trees. And if the fruit has fallen off of the tree, you're allowed to take that yourself and go home with it. So that's called scrumping.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in Kent. It's the Garden of England. It's a beautiful place, but they have all these weird sort of things. Anyway, so we were going pear scrumping, and there was a tree, a big, big pear tree that we'd seen in a field near the railway line. And as we had to walk down by the side of the railway line to get to the tree. And my dad was walking in front, and there was me, and then there was a couple of my friends, and he said, "That line next to you... that's electrified. If you touch that, you'll die." And he walked off. So that is it for this week. More discussion next week with my Nihonjin baby mama. Look it up.
So you are me, I'm you, and so why not we love everyone?
Everyone.
So yes, your dad's still here and you're part of him because we're all... one big love. So
yeah, you sound like hippies.
Maybe. Japanese hippie.
Jippy.
What? Oh, here you go.
What? I'll see you next week. Well, that is it. Another week on this earth, another blessing. Thank you for listening and being part of my journey. Drop me a line if you have a comment or question, or if you think you know someone who'd be a good parenting partner for me. If you like the show, help spread the word, write a review, subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher so you don't miss an episode. I will be back next week, but until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, be kind and happy. Let love rule. Hello.